Yeah, start the recording now, please.
And it'll take them a couple
of hours. Okay, yeah, let us know.
It's good.
Good, okay, thank you.
And do you want to see if there's someone?
All right, is there anyone on the phone joining us? Okay. Okay, so, Krista, can we start with you?
Krista Papik, I'm with Iron Mountain, and I am not a member of this team, working group, but part of the constituency operations team and sitting in today.
Rob Hogarth, ICANN staff.
Great. Steve Holston, I'm with VeriSign and the vice chair of this work team.
Julie Headland, ICANN staff.
I'm Fawad Bajwa, NCUC representative. And,
Claudia DeGange, I'm with the International Trademark Association. I'm not on the work team, but like Chris, I'm on the constituency operations team.
I'm Graham Lafferty with Donna Lance. I'm just visiting.
Helen Lafferty, also with Donna Lance, and I'm sitting in too.
Scott Pinzon, ICANN staff.
Ken Bauer, ICANN staff.
Great. Do we have anybody on the phone? I believe Chris Chaplow was going to join us by phone. Okay. In any event, I guess let's get started. We have, about an hour and a half? Is that right?
That should do it.
Okay, that should do it. Firstly, we've made some small edits to the document. Apologies for getting them out quite late last night, but better late than never. I made some edits to the document that Mason was good enough to put together. I know Julie improved it measurably, and so with my edits, and Chris Chaplow also added some last night. I don't think they are in the hard copy, but we can look at them on the screen. And I would suggest we actually make this a working session. I guess I wasn't expecting quite so many people, and we could have huddled around the document and actually accepted or rejected. But I think the objective would be let's talk through any of these final edits so that we can then accept or reject and sign off. If we can do it at the end of an hour and a half, great. If we need to break out for a little bit to actually read the document. It's tough to work on a document in a big session like this, but let's give it a try. So Julie put together a table of contents, which was very helpful. I do think that the document itself would read a little better if we had some good subheadings and Roman numerals that will show people a little bit better where it's going. I think remembering what the overall objective was here, I think we can split it out a little bit to the website and then the other feedback and communication improvements. I think most of us have treated the website as the really big ticket item, but I want to make sure the other doesn't get lost too. So identifying what the problems were and then coming up with the recommendations are, I guess, the two big sections of the document. If folks can people actually see what the edits and so forth suggested are on the screen? It's pretty difficult.
They don't have yours, so I don't know if Mason made changes to the he didn't make changes to the TOC.
Okay. No changes to the table of contents.
Otherwise we can go to the first changes here.
Okay. Okay, and that first parenthetical simply saying that we could use some better formatting, and Julie, perhaps we can work on that together after this. I don't think we need to take everybody's time with that. So go ahead and keep scrolling down. Remove that thesis. I'm not sure what that adds too much. Yeah. That was Mason's.
I wrote that. Yeah.
I know. Well, sorry, Mason.
So it's up to this group about whether or not to take it, but the idea was to establish a reason for the main reason for a need for an improvement in communications. It's not worded very well, or it doesn't really add anything. My ego is not tied to having it in there.
Yeah, I had a sense that the executive summary sort of stood on its own at that point. Julie, can you, I guess, can you reduce that a little bit so we can see what the edits are that were taken
sure,
out?
Sure, just reduce the screen up there. That's the other thing. So it would make it small to view. See, then it's, if you look at the projected version, you can't read anything.
I wonder if it's, can you take it out of the bubble edits and have them just part of that, or I can pull it
sure.
off.
Let's see.
Not really.
Let's see. Options. Oh no, I know how to do it. I can do it in draft. Yeah. Hang on. There.
Yeah, that's actually a lot better than we can see it. That'd be great. Yeah, go ahead and keep scrolling down. Most of these are simple language edits. I think everybody can have a chance to take a peek at this document, and if they have other final recommendations, we can change those. I think let's pause really only at the bracketed items where I want to make sure that we've covered certain things, or sometimes there are just suggestions for consideration.
That's actually bracketed.
Okay, keep going. Okay, I think, can you scroll up to that heading right there? What is communication in this context? CCT also carefully weighed the idea of communication in the context of GNSO. Be very easy, for example, to make one set of detailed recommendations on the website and leave it at that. However, we believe that to be insufficient. The rest of the good communication is equally deserving, and it's important not to simply focus on that. I had noted consider pulling this, not sure that the other recommendations are thorough enough to warrant touting in this way. I think, in my opinion, the recommendations apart from the website are fairly light. This seems to suggest that, there's almost more hyping about what we believe than perhaps is actually in the recommendations, in my opinion. Mason, what do you think?
I can't talk.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we can.
No, I think it's fine to remove that if it really doesn't, if the other recommendations don't add up to as much weight as the website recommendations do. When we talked as a team about when we first started this and established our charter, the idea was, let's not over-rely on technical solutions to problems, and let's make sure that we talk about the entire scope of communications and how to improve that, rather than just saying, let's throw up a new website and be done with it. So that was the attempt at highlighting the reasoning why there was something beyond just building a new website. But I'm wide open to the team and how you want to proceed.
I guess I should ask at this point, Scott and Ken, did you have an opportunity to take a peek at any of these suggested edits and so forth? Did you have thoughts plus or minus on them?
Thank you, Steve. This is Scott. In this particular, what is communication in this context? I think what is said here simply reflects back to the board what was already in the charter. So it doesn't strike me as necessary. I mean, I don't have any objection to it being there, but if you're wondering whether to strike it, you certainly could, in my view.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, Julie, let's keep scrolling. Keep going until we get to any edits. Okay. Okay. Regarding the terminology in diplomatic speak, we note that people tend to speak in diplomatic tones, and decorum is always helpful, but over-reliance on it confuses issues and prevents direct and candid discussion. I had noted that a little further on we talk about the degeneration of things not being civil, and I thought that that was a little bit in conflict, as to in one sense saying everybody's so diplomatic that they don't want to step on toes, and on the next section a couple down we say that people are not civil.
Here, I'll whisper to that point. So I think both happen at the same time, actually. I think there are areas of communication within ICANN where things are formal and diplomatic. There are other areas where, as I think Ken pointed out, they're not so formal and diplomatic. In fact, it's a difficult communications environment. So maybe that can be clarified to say that in certain areas of GNSO operations, things don't go as smoothly as they should.
Okay. Anybody else? Comments? Questions? Julie, do you mind continuing to scroll? The next one with a bracketed item, indenting or italicizing or something to make the example set apart. Mason, you had given an example of, I guess, with respect to time critical issues and how I think the GNSO often bites off more than it can chew. I think that example is a good one, but I'm not sure that we close the loop fully as to what the therefore is.
Okay.
Highlighting critical issues, impeding good communication, reestablishing a reasonable capacity for conducting business. So the example is the registrar constituency asked for feedback, and the discussion produced a couple categories of answers, one dealing with the structure of constituency day and how to efficiently interact with the board, the other with the issue of workload. So I'm not sure. What I'd like to see with that example is a closing of the loop to say, therefore, per this example, X, Y, and Z. And just a little formatting. Okay, cool. Let the record reflect that Mason has signaled okie dokie with his finger.
Can I clarify, since and Mason, maybe you can just like raise a finger or something to, you know, like okay or something. Are you going to do some language to clarify, or because I'm not sure I quite understand what the language should be?
Yeah, I think so. I think we after this we ought to just spend a few minutes to sit with the document and accept and reject the changes. This first portion of the session, I think. If there's any discussion as to the open bracketed items, we can have it. I want to be efficient about this, but If anybody has suggestions as to how we proceed, rather than just trotting through the document, I'd be very open to that.
I'm not suggesting that this isn't a good format. I just, in cases where new language is suggested, I'll probably need some direction on what that language will be, and it doesn't have to be in this meeting, but sometime thereafter.
Sounds great.
I have a question. Yeah. I frankly don't understand the passage. It says, let's provide an example, and I'm not sure. From reading it, I'm assuming it's going to be an example of how there are too many issues and not enough time to address them. And then it gives a high-level statement of a constituency that was asked a question and they gave two answers. I didn't understand how that supports the notion that there's too many issues and not enough time.
Yeah, excuse me. You make a good point, Scott. It's probably not as clear as it can be. Excuse me. So I think the idea was because the GNSO tends to bite off more than it can chew, therefore the community doesn't have enough time to thoughtfully consider everything. Therefore, that tends to lead to a breakdown in communication. And if the GNSO were more careful about how it prioritizes its work, communications would improve at least some because there wouldn't be the sort of skipping over issues all the time, just trying to get all the work done. But I think you're right. It's not as clear as it can be, which is ironic considering this is a communications team.
If the point you want to enforce is that there's really kind of too much to deal with, maybe a simple listing of how many open issues the GNSO was asked to comment upon in the last month compared to what maybe they were a year ago or something would help land the point.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Scott, do you have that information by any chance?
You can find it in policy update.
Also, I was going to say the public comment, the archive of the public comment periods have basically everything right there.
Okay. And I think, Mason, you made the point in a few different spots that there should be more goal setting and context for the GNSO work so that people know what they're driving towards. I think a lot of times we get lost in the details without having a framework for where everything fits together, and I think that's a theme that is emphasized throughout this document. Just formatting. Yeah. Okay, as we go through the examples now, Chris Chaplow has added a section on document management. I know that we are largely deferring the issue of document management. It is contained, I guess, within the website improvement issue. Scott, can you or Ken speak to the document management issue and how that will be addressed, either in the recommendations or in the future within the website improvement project?
Ken Bauer, sorry, we're just conferring. As you all may remember, we separated out into two phases the sort of website. Even in the business requirements, we broke out those things that were doable in the short range versus those that were not. And the document management elements were in that second phase. And so I'd have to go back to the business requirements documents, but I think we've already addressed that essentially in the way we constructed that document. And true to form, as this website project is now in sort of implementation phase, there are no document management elements that are specifically being addressed. And by that, you know, we have to also be careful of terminology. Document management in this context means the ability to check in a document, check it out, control its life cycle through creation and versioning and then final production. That's the element that there are plenty of things that with a small d, small m document management that will be done in this site in terms of better organization and better taxonomy. Finding documents in multiple ways, tagging. So there are some plenty of things that we're doing to improve document management, but I think the reference in this case is much more narrow and specific, and that's in sort of phase two. Does that help?
That helps a lot. Did you have an opportunity to read what Chris had suggested in this? Okay. Afterwards, maybe you can do that, and let's make sure that it's in keeping with the rest of the document. Great. Yeah, that's great. Chris also noted some additions regarding languages. I'm not sure that we did too much more than citing to the rest of ICANN's translation policy. Helen, do you have anything with regard to the translation issue?
The only thing I was willing to agree with was that we should add Korea as a translation language, because I think it is quite commonly used. That was one of the things that was suggested, I think, by the ICANN, that Korea was a good language to add.
Okay. If you have an opportunity to review this document and insert any comments like that, that would be very helpful. Okay, go ahead. Scroll up a little bit. Okay. There are some references to summaries that we believe it would be helpful to have summaries of GNSO documents that are subject to public consultation. Also, in a few places, Mason, you'd noted that sometimes there's unnecessary duplication of histories. I think that is a very good point. If it's possible, perhaps, to have summaries and histories that are capable of being linked to, then people could find them in one central spot and wouldn't need to restate it in each and every document. I think that might be a helpful thing to do. Anybody have any thoughts about that? Okay, hearing none, let's keep going.
Summaries and tags.
Summaries and tags, yeah. Scott, what about that? Is that feasible? Can we have, let's say there's a summary of a particular issue, we have it posted somewhere on a website when certain communications are sent out, rather than repeating all of the history, we can cite to a link that has it sitting there. Does that sound feasible?
That sounds highly feasible to me and even recommended.
Nice. Okay. In the section, what's the title of this section, Julie? Okay, feedback solicitation. We want to improve the GNSO's ability to solicit meaningful feedback. And I had put a note to verify that we actually did all of these things. It seems to me that our recommendations ought to be clear that we have prepared revised document or a revised process for gathering and addressing public comment on policy issues. I think we've made a lot of recommendations in this, but I think we ought to verify that we have checked off each of those items, and I'm not sure that we actually did. I don't know that we came up with a revised process, for example. Julie?
Yeah, this is Julie. What we have is a document that Zeminek had submitted for the work team to review that had several recommendations relating to this item. They did address some recommendations to preparing a revised process for gathering and addressing public comment. It did speak to account taking into account developments in technology. It did not prepare a translation plan because it referenced the translation plans, the translation procedures that ICANN already has in place. And actually, maybe I should turn this over to Zubinik, or have you turn this over to Zubinik and see if he'd like to comment on this section.
Great. Yeah, Zubinik just sat down and he's already on the hot seat. Zubinik, welcome. Glad you're here. That's no problem. We are walking through the document with recommended changes. I sent out a version last night, and Chris Chaplin made some edits as well. We've paused at one spot regarding feedback solicitation, and I want to be sure that we either have addressed each of these bulleted items as to the recommendations of the report, what we should do, that we've either addressed them or explained why we didn't, or just leave a placeholder noting that we've run out of time or it's not feasible at this point. But for example, there is a bullet regarding preparing a translation plan for documents associated with policy development. I think that we have noted that we will generally follow the ICANN website scheme for translation. Do we have any further recommendations on that translation plan? Were you and Helen able to develop a translation plan? Will you speak into the microphone? Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. So we have not developed any plan. We had, in my view, very productive discussion with the ICANN team responsible for localizations, and as I indicated during our calls, etc. I was satisfied with how ICANN is proceeding. So the only thing, and I think that I have had some experiences with the localization. So I really think that they are going in the right direction. So the only thing which I would stress that ICANN should keep the efforts towards consistency. And that's the only thing, yeah.
Well, I think that recommendation then can simply be we subscribe to the translation plan that ICANN is already moving forward with.
Yeah.
Does that sound reasonable to everybody? Yes. Okay, great. Go ahead, Julie.
So Zubinik did submit a nice document with some thoughts and recommendations. Do we want to incorporate those here or attach that as an appendix?
I think I'll ask Mason to use some sign language, which we can interpret to describe. You remember the document that Zubinik had prepared, and when you were synthesizing everything into this recommendation document, did you pick and choose some of those things or just generally, what was the scheme with that? You picked and chose. Okay, great. Okay, so it is your recommendations, Zubinik, are reflected in this document.
That's
terrific. Thank you.
If it's not representative enough, if it's being staged,
we can add the whole thing. Okay. And that's also a good point. If it's not representative enough, if you believe, Zubinik, that there should be other portions of that should be clipped in or edited in, we can either make it an appendix or...
That's fine. I have not read the latest version, but the previous one, so I think it's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you. Skipping on to board communications. Mason, you'd made a note that you wanted to be particularly careful here about adding to the board's or the council's burden, already unbearable. I think we'll get more of making what's already there more efficient versus adding new communications. And I had put a bracketed note that I think that what you had recommended are good and certainly not overly burdensome. I don't think that it added incremental workload to the board.
That's good. I just wanted to make that point. Excuse me. I wanted to make that point so that neither the GNSO nor the board. Forget it. I'm not going to talk. Sorry.
Duly noted, and nice of you to be looking out for the board's welfare. Hold on. Sorry. Okay. Again, with the issue of time demands and compression, I think you made the point very well, and I noted that time management in any context requires flexibility to address exigencies, but the GNSO would be well served to set big picture goals that will keep it directionally on track and avoid getting mired in distractions. I think each of us, as we are trying to manage our time, look at big picture goals that you want to make sure you don't lose sight of. You still have fires that you have to put out and whack-a-mole exercises. But I think certainly if the board gives us better context and actually sets some goals, I know in the GNSO meetings yesterday, that point of prioritizing issues was put both to Chuck and Olga as potential chairs. But communication is much easier when you know the framework that things hang off of. Otherwise, you tend to get lost. And the time demand issue, people are overwhelmed with work, and it doesn't allow for detailed enough examination of issues. I don't think anybody would disagree with that premise. Okay, same point there regarding linking to summaries and histories. Julie's still scrolling through the document here. Okay, and then we're back to the index, or rather to the appendixes. Chris has noted that we should list call attendance as in the IRTPA recommended document. Do you know what that is referring to, Julie? Does that?
No, I don't. I think we'd have to go to Glenn to, or back in the various transcripts. I don't know if he's suggesting that we indicate in an appendix which calls people attended.
I will be honest. I'm not sure that I see tremendous value in that. I think what we have recommended kind of stands on its own as opposed to a general roll call. Anybody else disagree with that? I guess Chris, who's not on the phone, recommended it, so we can try to circle back with him as to whether he feels strongly about it. The next appendix is regarding the website business recommendations. I think those are to be celebrated. I think they are terrific business recommendations, and huge thanks in particular to Ken and Julie and Scott.
That was actually the survey.
Oh, the survey. Okay. First we looked through the survey. Also good that that was done. I'm not sure if there were additional edits. I did not have additional edits in the appendices. You can scroll through quickly to see whether Chris had any. I think we all signed off on that earlier on in the process. Yep. And so that completes the sweep through the document. While we're at it, perhaps Scott, or Ken, do you want to give a brief summary as to where things stand with the implementation now? And you've been pulling together the wireframes. Can you tell us progress has been made beyond that which we've discussed in the last meetings, and I know you're also going to do some booth events out here to show off the new website. Can you report to the group on that?
Certainly. This is Scott. I'm actually quite pleased to see how the web development team at ICANN has taken the recommendations and really kind of run with them. The wireframes that we have, well, I should back up and say that we put on an hour-long webinar earlier this month so that all constituencies could have a look at what we're doing and understand the foundation for the proposed enhancements to the GNSO website. So far has been met with just tremendous enthusiasm, and Ken and I will be presenting a shorter version of that on Constituencies Day to the ISPC and the Registry's stakeholder group. So, and then we will be available also in the at lunch hour, basically, in ICANN's booth in the reception lobby for people who have further questions. And so many of the wireframes that we've shown in all of this have been implemented in a beginning stage by Mark and the web dev team at ICANN. So I will be meeting with him later today, and we should actually have some stuff we can show this week for people to click on and interact with. It is not designed and in pretty colors, but it's functional. So we are definitely moving ahead.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's Julie's raising a good point, which is we should set some deadline for when we come up with final edits to this document so that we can then push it out. Mason, you had a goal to try and get this out and done by October 30th, I believe. I know that that is during the time period of this Seoul meeting. I don't think that there are a whole lot more edits that are required. The edits that I added and Chris as well were basically cleanup items. I think we can all work together to make one final pass here, but otherwise I think the recommendations are in pretty good shape. Do you think we can still meet that deadline? It would be helpful, Zabinek and Helen, for you to look through this. Scott, Ken as well, any feedback, input? I would intend, having made some of these open brackets, to sit with Julie for a little while and make some final language changes. But anybody else who has things, I think we better have the edits in. Let's say, what's today, the 25th? If you could get any edits in the next, let's say, 2 days, today's Sunday, please have them in by Tuesday evening, and then we can polish it up and get it ready to send out by October 30th.
And I actually, if I could add to that, I probably will not have a chance to work on this document until Thursday. I'll be tied up with ESSAC activities Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So if you could have everything, you know, prior to then on Thursday, I'll try to incorporate everything. And I might suggest, Steve, that if you do have language changes, if you wanted to go ahead and mark up the document accordingly, then I can go ahead and you know, accept everybody's changes, make the changes to the table of contents, and then I think we're pretty much good to go.
Great. I think that sounds like a great plan. Okay. I know Krista has been sitting over there very quietly. Do you have anything else that you'd like to talk about? Have you had the ability to take a look at this document and the recommendations to see how it fits into the broader effort?
This is Krista. So I just looked through it briefly while we've been sitting here, and more than anything, just want to let this team know that part of the constituency operations team's one of our tasks or subtasks is to make recommendations for a database of all GNSO members, if you will. And so we're not, our working group is not quite as far along as you guys are in coming up with a final set of recommendations for the entire tasks of the group. But we are very close, actually, in respect to the database aspect. And so I think we discussed today trying to send those recommendations forward outside of the rest of the tasks of the group. And just to the extent that as the website requirements are being developed, we felt like it would be helpful to whoever is actually developing those requirements to understand that there is a database of GNSO group members that's associated in that. And so I don't know what the best way is to coordinate with you guys on that, but wanted to make sure we're all keeping the communication open.
Okay, very good. How about you, Rob? Any thoughts or input?
No, thank you. I don't have laryngitis, but I have no comments.
All right. Well, I think that rather than dragging the meeting on for an additional 40 minutes, we can give people a little bit of time back. I would like to sit, perhaps Julie, and we can look over the document for a little while towards the polishing up of it. But I would like to, I think, commend the team on actually pulling a deliverable together on schedule. Through the strong hand of Mason's leadership, no voice, but actually came through. And
the strong, silent type.
Whatever you say, Scott. So thanks as well to Helen and Zabinek, and particularly to ICANN staff on this, because while we helped to provide good direction, certainly the heavy lifting was largely on Ken and Scott's shoulders, and again, Chris Chaplow, who did an amazing job with helping to pull together the website. If we can make the GNSO website even half as good as Andalusia.com, minus all of the pictures, we'll be doing very well. So thanks to everybody, and Mason, unless you have objections, let's adjourn the meeting. Okay, very good. Thank you, everybody. Meeting adjourned.